This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, Stephanie McMahon has announced a leave of absence from WWE.
We've got the backstage reaction from her leave of absence.
An update on Kenny Omega's AEW status.
And Naomi's WWE contract is coming to an end.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil Chambers.
And this is the news. So yes, we start with that news that is just everywhere at the moment. It broke last night. It's been all over social media in the, 12 hours since it went down. Stephanie McMahon, WWE's chief brand officer, announced on social media, yesterday afternoon, I suppose, in American time, that she will be stepping away from WWE for the foreseeable future. She tweeted, "As of tomorrow, I'm taking a leave of absence from the majority of my responsibilities at WWE. WWE is a lifelong legacy for me, and I look forward to returning to the company that I love after taking this time to focus on my family." So certainly, and the reports already coming out surrounding this, it seems to suggest he's going away, but she will be coming back. Someone will just be taking over her responsibilities for the time being while she takes some time away with her family. Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics tweeted that he believes that WWE president and chief revenue officer and guy who basically does everything within WWE, presumably now, Nick Khan, will be taking over the majority of Stephanie's duties. Select business partners have already been informed, Brandon tweeted. Also, he reported on Thursday that WWE's employees found out about Stephanie McMahon's announcement of a leave of absence when she tweeted it on social media. Phil, you've got all the reaction from some of the wrestlers and some of her close colleagues and things like that. But again, more seismic news coming out of WWE. You obviously had Triple H and all of his issues, and we don't know whether or not this is related to that. I think it should be more encouraged that people open up and say that I'm just going to take some time for me and my family.
Yeah.
But insane to see how this business has changed already within the first 6 months of this year.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But like you say, like someone taking the time back, especially like in a big corporate position, not done a lot, really, and taking the time for the family has got to be celebrated in a way.
Yes.
But I mean, I may as well just get through this my bit as well, and then we can talk about it some more. But it's just sort of the backstage reaction to Stephanie McMahon taking this leave of absence. Apparently it's come to a shock to most people backstage. Like you say, most people didn't know about this until the actual tweet itself. PW Insider were reporting that only her most inner circle knew about this, so she'd only spoken to it to a very select few people behind the scenes in WWE, and then it led to people within the company and outside of the company all reaching out to try and figure out what the hell this is all about. But since then, obviously, loads of people have been on Twitter. I'm not going to read them all out because there's loads of them, but I'll cycle a bunch on the screen so you can see a whole load of them, but everyone from like Johnny Gargano to like Alexa Bliss and Sonya Deville and everyone tweeting their support for Stephanie McMahon in this, saying like family first and lots of heart emojis and things like that. So an outpouring of support for it, but yeah, like you say, it came as a complete shock. But I mean, you've got to do what's right for your family at the end of the day, and what this leaves in WWE is a gap for Nick Khan, who seems to be one of the busiest men in the world now, I imagine.
I think he's WWE's Thanos now. He's just taking over all the positions that have chief related to it. And he's already the president, isn't he? That's the right one? WWE president. So, I like... I put my personal feelings regarding Stephanie McMahon to one side for all this. Because like you say, however you feel about her, she has been ever present in WWE since 97, it felt like.
Long.
However you feel about her, and we've been very vocal on this channel how we feel about her, this is something completely different. So best of luck to her in terms of just taking time away. Like you say, it should be encouraged, taking time away to focus on her family. And it's been, you know, a tumultuous time the past year, no doubt, for that family, because, you know, with Triple H's health issues and yeah. having to retire and even, you know, give up some of his responsibilities, you know, within the company as well. There's that, and then there's, yeah, like you say, this, we joke about it, but this Nick Khan thing, like, often when we talk about these WWE releases, his is the name that we point to rather than a Steph or a Vince. That's the sort of role he takes over.
He's like the no-nonsense, unemotional, do-it-for-the-bottom-line kind of guy.
He doesn't mess about, does he? And, you know, that has led to speculation during his tenure that maybe he's streamlining the business for a sale. Who knows about that? But, It's hard to predict what's going to happen next within WWE, especially now, like you say, Nick Khan has so much responsibility.
Yeah, and again, like Triple H leaving, Stephanie McMahon leaving, big, high-up positions within the company, two big pairs of shoes to fill. Like, Stephanie McMahon's been brought up in this company. She knows every little in and out of it. Her job's changed so much over the years because, like, I remember Vince saying at one point, like, he wanted her to be a part of every single part of the business so she understands it all. And then you just assumed that she was going to be the one to maybe take over from where Vince was or whatever like this. And now stepping down from that kind of a position is quite a big move.
And we haven't even mentioned
a big open hole.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned Shane in all this.
Yeah, you know? Of course. Him leaving as well.
He's been, you know, we had all the stuff that happened with him in the Rumble.
Yeah, and that was very different reasons.
Yes. It's just really intriguing, especially because, like, you've seen the return of the likes of John Laurinaitis and Bruce Pritchard. And, you know, they may well have been eyeing up certain positions in the company. And Nick Khan's like, nope, I'll be taking all
everything.
Of them.
This is my company now.
But as I said, no word on when Steph will return. And I think that's right. I don't think you can put a time period on taking time away with your family.
It's whenever it is right. Obviously, this decision has been made because it's right for the family, and she'll return whenever it's right for the family.
And no doubt the news is set to run. We will keep you updated on any development as and when we hear about them. Switching to AEW, though, let's talk a little bit about Kenny Omega. It's been over 6 months since we last saw him. He wrestled at Full Gear 2021, of course, and then just announced a myriad of bonkers injuries and issues that he's had wrestling with. What was it he had?
Vertigo.
That was it, yeah. And just a whole host of other injuries that he's been working through and still, you know, being able to put on the performances that he did is just highly commendable. 6 months away, still no word, sadly, on when he will be returning to the ring. I've seen all the countdowns or count-ups, I suppose, on social media of how long he's been away and how much people are missing him. And I do think, you know, AEW are missing him to a certain extent. And PW Insider's Mike Johnson has provided a little bit of an update regarding his position within AEW, though. No word, as I said, on him returning to the ring, but he has been backstage at multiple AEW television tapings over the past few weeks, putting in work producing matches in the women's division. He's obviously had a major role to play since the inception of AEW with that women's division, so he's keeping himself busy whilst presumably still recuperating from those injuries. I wouldn't want him to rush back, especially...
Absolutely not.
The moveset he has to even just stand in a ring with Vertigo, I'm sure... I've never had it, but obviously I've heard it described. Just existing sounds like a bit of a stress. To go like, yeah, I'm just going to flip over the top rope onto a bloke that's in my head moving around.
Yeah.
Blimey. So no word on when he's going to return. But of course, we have the Forbidden Door event. That goes down on the 26th of June. And no doubt AEW, Phil, would want him back for that. But yeah, good to see him still keep being involved with the company.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got the AEW Games things as well.
Yes.
But yeah, like, there's no way I want Kenny Omega to return before he is exactly ready to return. Like, he deserves this time off. He deserves to recuperate. Like, I've never had vertigo either, but the way I imagine it is, you know, when you get really, really drunk and then you lie down in your bed and the room's spinning. I imagine it's that, but you're wrestling someone and jumping over the top rope and flinging yourself about all over the place. How? I don't understand that guy. The talents of that man to be able to do that with a spinning ring is nuts. I don't understand it. So you take all the time you need to get better. I know the New Japan thing, that would be a massive coup for them to have him on that show, and I think everybody would like want to see him on that show.
I think the best we can hope for is maybe a return on that show. Maybe not even necessarily wrestling.
But whatever it is, whenever it is, take the time you need. Yeah. Get all of the other niggly little problems fixed as well. It wasn't just a bit.
No.
A lot of other health issues. And,
trying
like,
to get his neck broken on YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, God, that video is ridiculous.
Ugh.
If you haven't seen that, go search. For Kenny Omega Extreme Chiropractor or something. It's mental. But yeah, get well.
I like it when people click their fingers, let alone neck.
100%. Don't rush back.
And nice to hear him, you know, still getting involved in the women's division as well, because I think, you know, it's been improving, but it still needs work. You know, I have no doubt that Thunder Rosa Serena Deeb is going to be great, and the Owen Hart tournament's been really good, and, you know, Maki Ito, having her come back, and, Britt Baker seems, you know, one of the favourites for that tournament as well, of course. So I'm glad to hear that he is keeping himself busy.
Yes.
With a women's division in AEW. But yeah, first and foremost, just to echo your thoughts.
Yeah.
Get well soon, Kenny.
Absolutely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at UH1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And finally, moving back over to WWE and Naomi's contract situation. Now, this is coming from old Meltzy's D of the Wrestling Observer Radio, saying that she is currently in talks with her WWE contract. Now, there's not an actual time frame on when it expires, but she is in the middle of the negotiations, so you've got to imagine it's coming up pretty soonish. Meltzer went on to say that a lot of people within WWE now that are sort of redoing their contract situations and getting through these talks are landing quite big pay rises because of obviously the added competition that AEW brings sort of within the marketplace of places that other people can go. And because of all of this, WWE's pay scale has improved quite a lot, leading to some dishy contracts getting out there and some very favourable deals, let's say, to people. Now, obviously, Naomi is in a slightly different situation to a lot of people because of the frustrations that have been going on recently in the walkout on Raw and the sort of creative frustrations that led to that, and whether I assume she's going to be bringing those up within these contract situations, and if she gets a favourable deal out of this and good creative out of this through this renegotiation because of the added threat of possibly going to AEW, it could be a really good situation. But obviously there is no word on exactly the specifics of anything yet, just that she is in the talks, so I assume we will have news some point soon that we can bring to you.
Yeah, and from that we can assume, and people are seemingly claiming that her contract is set to expire relatively soon because they're in the midst of those contracts negotiations, as you said. Yeah, it's a combination of things, isn't it? AEW's there as a massive alternative, and they would be... WWE, like I said, the AEW Women's Division is improving, but it still requires a lot of work and it needs more talent, in my opinion.
And that's the biggest area of AEW where they could get someone from WWE and it'd make a huge impact immediately.
Exactly. You know, look at what they've done already with Toni Storm, for example. Yeah. And they've clearly got big plans for her. Yeah, there's that. And also, if you start screaming about the fact you've made record profits all the time, people would go, well, it's for me, sort of thing. So... What is this? This Naomi and Sasha thing is just going to set to roll on, no doubt, and we'll be talking about it. I mean, it broke on Tuesday, of course, or broke Monday night, I suppose, but broke on Tuesday here for us,
yeah.
And we've been talking about it all week. I have no doubt that Monday, the Raw before the lead up to that Raw is going to be tasty indeed, and there may well be things coming out over the weekend too.
There's the kind of rumours. Was it Jimmy or Jay said in an interview about the possibility of her joining the Bloodline as
yes.
well? So, like, maybe that ties into it if she wants to do something there.
Yeah, I don't really want to comment on the whole, oh, maybe Sasha's the one causing Naomi to do this situation, because until we hear from them, there's no point speculating yes. on stuff like that. What I will say is if she is in the midst of contract negotiations, I would assume she would feel more confident in doing an act like, you know, walking out of Raw because of the dreadful creative I've no doubt they were offered.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's not like they're going to go, well, you've got 3 years left, so I hope you enjoy yeah. just, you know, sitting at home and not doing any wrestling, yeah. basically.
All of a sudden, you find yourself in a bit of a position of power.
Yes, finally.
Powerful people.
But yeah, pay the workers what they deserve across all companies.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll keep you posted again with the whole Sasha and Naomi situation, her contract and what happens next. But yeah, I would just encourage maybe pumping the brakes a little bit in terms of pointing fingers as to whose fault this is,
yes.
aside from WWE being bad sometimes.
Yeah, that is, yeah, the fault lies squarely yeah. on WWE being a bit bad.
And I'm not going to say it, but the phrase that they often use when Stone Cold left, that's got no place for me in this whole story. Should we move on to your Twitter questions? Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do that. At What Culture WWE, of course. And today is Friday, hence why we've been doing all this quite serious news with a giant black crocodile behind us.
It's Friday.
That is, in course, in memory of Andy Murray. He's not dead. He's just gone up north. we got some bonkers questions today.
Love it.
Thank you, as always, for your brilliant wrestling questions that you post us. Well, that's it. Saturday to Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and
normal,
Gareth answer
yeah.
them, Pollard answers them, me and Andy answer them. None of that bollocks around here on a Friday. Fun stuff. First question, great question, comes from Will Russ, who writes, what culture does YouTube boxing, who wins? Now, I'm going to make a call on this. We have to take Simon Miller out of this conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He's going to skew this completely.
He's going to kill us all and enjoy it, probably. But yeah, who do you reckon? It's quite unpredictable, this. It's a bit like the Brawl for All.
It is, yeah. One of our editors, Chris Thompson, did actually use the box. So if he's
oh,
in this,
yeah.
we should probably take him out of that as well.
Yeah, sorry, Chris.
If it's just on air, people.
Yeah. Who like, is? You might, you've got, the thing
I
is.
Sidgwick's pretty scrappy, you know.
Sidgwick's scrappy. I was thinking of Dadley's. Sidgwick's scrappy. You look at Hamflet. You look at Hamflet's calves, by the way. If he got
yeah.
that amount in a
got
video,
the reach as well,
it'd be like a woman getting her toes out on the internet. People would be like, more of that sort of thing. But Hamflet's such a nice guy, I don't know whether he could actually hit anyone in the face.
That's true.
Pretty wily, by the way.
Wild card.
You're keeping quite quiet on this one.
I'm not going to vote for Murray on this one. I think he talks big game, but I think he's massively soft, that guy.
I think he's like me. He'd get punched in his nose, his eyes start watering, and he'd just yeah. tap out, even though I don't know if that's the thing in
yeah.
boxing. However, I would
definitely
say...
Definitely not Cleary, either. I'm just gonna
no, I would say, I'll spark out Jake Paul any day of the week. I would... Oh, my God, I hate that prick.
Yeah.
And to make Logan Paul look like such a good guy is an incredible achievement. So, congratulations, I suppose.
And I'm putting my money on Sidgwick, I think.
Nicholas could.
Ooh,
I reckon Nicholas can handle himself, but I think he's. It's like.
He wouldn't want to get punched in the face, though. He's too pretty.
It's you and Sidge in the final, I think.
I think Sidge. Got it.
How am I missing Gareth? Have you seen
that
boy's
jacked? Yeah, Gareth.
Gareth wins.
Yeah, Gareth wins.
God damn it, I forgot about him. I saw that photo he posted on social media the other day, and I was like,
oh,
damn,
no.
son. Go and check him out at GMorgan04 on Twitter and say.
Send him some first.
Sick gains, bro. And a muscle emoji. Second question of the day. Alan Sale. Alan has discovered the secret to getting me to ask the right questions.
Okay.
And that is referencing an old YouTube video that I absolutely adore. So Alan writes, what is part of your succulent Chinese meal during a premium live event? Now, I love that clip. Ah, that's a nice headlock, sir. Ah, yes, I see that you know your judo well. If you know, you know. But I'm going to interpret that as what's your order when you have a Chinese? That's what I'm going to interpret that as this question. What is part of your succulent Chinese meal during a premium
Fair
event?
Fair enough. I just go for, like, Chinese starter frenzy. I don't do the main meals. I just go for all the starters.
Spring rolls. Prawn toast.
Oh, crispy duck pancakes.
Oh.
All day long.
What's the thing where you put, like, shredded duck in a bit of lettuce leaf?
That's a bit like this, I think.
Yeah, it's like yuk sung or something. Yeah.
Chicken sweet corn soup.
Good.
Just give me like wontons. Give me all the like really bad for your greasy stuff, and then dip them in.
We went for it, me, you, and the other Adams went for a Chinese a while back, didn't we? And ate far too much to start with.
Yeah.
By the time the mains came around, we're like,
start with the one.
Box this. Pork chow mein's a bit of a go-to for me.
Fair.
But
out there.
One thing I piss off my in-laws with.
Okay.
Is I'm very insistent that when we order food, Joey doesn't share food. we had a Chinese like this week, and they were like, "Cool, so we'll get some like beef, black bean sauce,
little
and chicken."
Get a little lazy Susan.
Cool, so is that what you're eating? Because I'm eating my food. I know what I like to eat. Don't fucking touch it.
Fair.
But yeah, now I want a Chinese for lunch. Anyway, final question today. This is the one I told you about before we started filming that I'm fascinated by, from Ryan A. Thank you, Ryan, who writes, "What's a sound you hate the most?" Mine is the sound of someone pouring a drink.
Nice.
I like this. I mean, we had, what was
the
it?
Sound of someone pouring a drink.
What did Regal
Why?
Say? The only thing worse than you talking, Jericho, is an orphanage on fire. It's like,
Will?
But yeah, the sound of someone pouring drinks are like the...
Yeah, that's a good impression of that.
Oh, my dad can do a really good one.
I'm impressed.
I can't...
Polystyrene, and like breaking polystyrene. You know, like the hard polystyrene packaging you get in things.
Yeah.
Like when you're pulling it out and it goes...
And that's a good shout.
Not into that.
It's definitely not burping from the What Culture Office, because that's a regular occurrence. Yeah. Do you know what I'm going to go with? Again, a little weird. Feet in snow. Crushes.
I don't know
why it goes through me. Like, I love snow.
Yeah.
Love all that. I have to if you live in England. But just the crunch, which I know is meant to be like a nice thing.
Yeah.
It's like saying, oh, I hate new freshly cut grass, which I do because I've got hay fever all the time, seemingly. But yeah, the crunch, and I know that makes me really weird. But let us know your thoughts in the comments and the sound you hate the most. I really hope someone tunes in and like, wow, Stephanie McMahon's announced a leave of absence. What have the comments got to say about this? what's going on here? So let's make it like that.
Yeah.
Just write the thing you hate the most with no context whatsoever. and let's move on to today's and finally. Now, Fridays, as I mentioned, is the day of the Flat FUCK. But I've got to give a massive shout out, and I really hope I'm going to show this to Andy next week. I'm just going to spring it on him. Shout out to John Blaine, who tagged me and Andy in this when at Good Reddit shared this image. Because we all know about the Flat FUCK. But Phil Chambers, what about the Flat FROG? That's right. The Flat effing frog.
Fat, flat frog.
More.
How much?
I know.
2 kilograms of frog.
So, yeah, more flat animals, please.
Yes.
Alive.
Yeah.
You know, feel like squash them.
Noises you hate in the comments and flat animals, alive flat animals in our tweets.
What a channel that we run here, eh? Let us know your thoughts on that and everything we've discussed in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the SmackDown preview, the Rampage preview. This is Rampage, baby. and Wrestling Culture complete with a hashtag Bloody Good Quiz coming your way later on today. Plus, you can let us know thoughts, Twitter questions, and flat animals on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, follow both of us. You can follow Phil Chambers at...
Phil My Chambers. And you can follow Adam Wilborn at...
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. My thanks to Phil, though. Thanks to you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
It's Flat Frog Friday, you frogging losers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.